The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good today, Gil. You know, I've been practicing my tap dancing on my hardwood floor at home in anticipation of this segment because, you know, hardwood floors are very durable.
And it does make them a great value add.
Exactly, Mr. Gross. So I thought I could talk a little bit about the pros and cons of refinishing them yourself. Because a lot of folks, when they have hardwood floors, they think about, you know, let me think about refinishing them myself, especially if they're a classic do-it-yourselfer. But in this case, I really want to urge people to think twice, maybe even three times, about doing it yourself. Experience really counts when you're talking about hardwood floors because mistakes show up big time on wood flooring, and you may end up taking value out of your home instead of putting it in.
Okay, so what will a pro do, and how long will it take them?
Okay, so I'm going to answer your second question first. So it'll take about 2 to 5 days on average, but it can take up to 2 weeks in some cases. For instance, if you have a complex job that calls for lots of custom stains and finishes, or if you live somewhere or doing it at a time of year where there's a lot of humid weather, because that can really interfere with the drying times and cause a lot of delays. So that can really stretch out your timeline. In terms of what a pro is going to do, a floor refinisher will do one of two things. They'll either rebuff your existing finish, because wood floors are covered with a clear protective coating. So over time, the top coat can get scratched and scuffed, especially if you're tap dancing. But the wood underneath may be just fine, absolutely undamaged. In that case, the refinisher will just use a floor buffing tool and a succession of different grits that restore the top coat's luster. Then he finishes with a new coat of clear finish, and you're good. And that job runs about $1 to $2 per square foot. If you've used wax or oil products to clean your floors, the contractor first has to remove the residue so the new top coat will dry, and that adds some time. So that's one option. The other thing the contractor would do is sand your floors down to bare wood. Then he would apply a stain and 2 to 3 coats of finish. That's going to cost you around $1.50 to $4 per square foot, depending on the repairs necessary, if you know the floor's been damaged, right, and if staining is required.
All right, so what's involved with sanding and finishing then?
Okay, so first, the person you hire is going to check the floor thickness to make sure there's enough wood to complete the sanding, and they're going to measure your floors.
How many sandings can a floor take in its lifetime?
Excellent question. So solid hardwood can take up to a dozen complete sanding and refinishing jobs. By the way, solid hardwood really can last a lifetime for that reason. Laminated plank floors can be refinished at least once if the hardwood veneer is at least an eighth of an inch thick, which on quality plank floors it should be. The mess begins with the sanding to bare wood, if you have to go that route, and that they use a fine grit sandpaper. You want to look for companies that offer dustless sanding, which is a great boon, meaning they hook up their sanding machines to vacuums that remove that dust. Not all of it, but a lot of it as they go. Otherwise, you have that fine grit over everything in your house.
Right.
And you'll still need to seal off your doorways to keep dust, you know, to a minimum in the rest of your house. Then after the sanding is done, they'll apply filler to cracks and holes if there's any damage. And if you want to stain when the wood is bare, they can do that. Usually requires several applications plus another sanding between coats. And then they'll finish up with coating the floor with that clear sort of a top coat, usually 2 to 3 coats. And then, of course, each coat they do of anything needs time to dry.
Okay, so what kind of finishes can you use?
Well, there are several, in fact, and we'll go through all of them. So there's water-based finishes, which are, of course, eco-friendly and have low odors and don't emit a lot of nasty chemicals. They generally aren't as tough, though, as some of the other finishes. There's a polyurethane finish. That's the industry standard, and they're definitely recommended for high-traffic floors, places like in your kitchen. And then there's acid-cured finish. That's a two-part process that leaves an exceptionally tough coating. It has fast drying times, which is a plus. That may make it actually possible to apply 2 coats in a single day. However, some brands produce a lot of really nasty, volatile odors that require you to turn off pilot lights in your house, avoid using your light switches, and actually just leave your house until the finish is completely dry.
Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, thank you so much. And a reminder to everybody, these and other tips on best flooring materials for bathrooms and kitchens are available at houselogic.com/radio.
They absolutely are. And we'll also have a link there to information on projects that have stood the test of time in terms of value added, like front doors and decks.
And be sure to follow House Logic on Facebook. Pamela, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.